Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Company First. This is Mario. How can I help you?
Hello, it's Mario. Is Blair giving you a call again?
Oh, hi, Brian. Yes.
Blair, yeah.
Oh, Blair.
I'm good. Yeah, it's okay. Mario, you ain't going to believe, Mario. It happened to me again clocking out just now. Well, when I clocked out at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So I just deleted the app and re-downloaded it because I don't know if it's a bug in the app or something. So I know I deleted it and I re-downloaded it.
Okay. And when you download it again and try to open the session or try to log in, it showed that you still have to clock out.
It says confirmed what time I clocked out at 2:03, but like you said, try to like re-clock out. It won't let me do anything on my end.
Okay, let me just check here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I know that. Let me re-download it or something. Like, it's a bug or something. Mm-hmm. I know constantly with this app, it's constantly have to, it's updating, and I update it all the time, too. So with technology, it's crazy.
Okay. Let me see. One moment. Give me the name of the patient. I'm sorry. The name of the patient is?
Blair Carter. Oh, my patient. I'm sorry. Kathy Carter. Okay. Kathy Carter, I'm sorry.
Kathy Carter, okay.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah, I wish there was a way, like, once you, like, it clock out, that I could, like, you know, like, push the X and try to redo it again, but it won't let me do anything on my end.
Mm. Let me just, okay. Kathy Carter, let me see.
It said confirmed at 2:03, then it, you know, it did it again.
One second.
That's why I said I deleted and downloaded.
No, give me one moment. I'm just checking here and I see that there is a clock out, but it looks like that the clock out is out of range. Give me one moment. Let me just double check.
Okay.
But I see that, I mean, I see here the system just received a clock out, just like it looks like that was out of the patient's address. Give me just one moment to come.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Blair. Okay.
I know some days the app be going haywire. I'll be at the location and I'll be having to wait like 10 minutes because they'll say like I'm 30 miles away somewhere or something. So.
I just double check here and I see the distance is not too far from the patient's address, so I can make the section, okay? So don't worry.
Yeah.
We're just making the update so the clock out is registered on the system, okay? Everything is okay.
Yes.
I will make the exception for this time.
Yeah, because how does app sometimes when I get to location I'd be like, okay, you're 10 feet away. Down to nowhere say you're 2 miles away. Then it'd be jumping all around. Oh, God. So I'd be having to get back. I'm like, geez. What is it going on?
Okay. Well, normally what I suggest is that if you want to make sure that the location is in the correct place, please check.
Yeah, it does, in the correct place.
Is active. I mean, sometimes happens that for some reason the GPS is stuck in another address or in another place where you've been during the day. So turn off and turn it back on the GPS so it can be updated correctly.
Yeah, that's what I do, but it don't even be like, it be places like, one time it said I was in a graveyard somewhere. So it don't even be locations I be at. It just bounced around crazy. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what is going on?
Okay.
So I know that happened to me before or whatever, so I say you cut location, cut it back on again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, even if you a GPS in your car, a GPS in your car will tell you make a right, and you can't make a right. So with technology, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sometimes they say one thing different to what you see on your own eyes. So it's crazy. Suppose that they do or know more than us, but reality is completely different. But it's okay.
Exactly.
Don't worry. I will make the exception, okay?
All right. Thank you, Mario. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and let me know. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.